EY today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we've survived Christmas. We're headed into the new year, and today we'll kind of recap the season. We'll give you some ideas of how good and how bad the season was. Of course, the number one problem that we've had this year was the tomato blight that wiped out all the tomatoes, not just for the home gardener, but for a lot of the farmers due to the weather and due to some poor plant management by a major producer of tomato seedlings. We'll talk about that, and if we can help you with questions that you have about your garden, whether it was something that happened last spring, during the summer, in the fall, or maybe some questions about your house plants at this time of the year. Maybe you want to grow your own seedlings. The number to call, 800-259-9231. You give us a call, talk with Jared. Jared will get you set up, and we'll work together to solve those problems, or to maybe to eliminate some, or to prevent some from actually beginning in the new year. Again, that phone number, 800-259-9231. The big story, of course, was the tomato blight. Fortunately, most of us that live in the northeast and northern, well, the northern half of the country, we're going to say from, the Carolinas north, all the way across the country, because of the changing seasons, Mother Nature is able to clean herself for the most part, and the disease spores that created the problem have been killed or will be killed, depending on how far south you go and the weather, will be killed by temperature. Not many fungus are controlled that way, but the late blight of tomatoes is controlled by temperature. When the temperature gets below freezing, the spores are killed. So the only thing that you have to be careful for is if you live in an area and you had plants that were infected with the fungus, they were thrown in your compost pile, and the compost pile really didn't get a chance to freeze during the winter. If the compost pile doesn't freeze right to the ground, those spores have a chance of surviving. And that's why last fall we made a point of saying when you clean your garden, rake it, put all of your tomato plants in a black trash bag, and send it out with the trash. Get it out of your yard. If you put it in your compost pile and we have a winter where it doesn't really get cold and the ground doesn't freeze solid, there's a chance that it could survive in foliage of tomatoes and in potato tubers that were left in the ground. When you harvested your potatoes, you always pick up the nice, great, big potatoes. But there could be small ones, the size of a golf ball or smaller, that didn't get a chance to mature, and you say, ah, we don't need those, they're too little. Well, if some of those stayed in the ground, and the ground didn't freeze where you live, there's a chance that that potato tuber could come up with an infection in the spring and reinfect your entire garden. So, how do you know that there's a possibility? Well, the first thing that you do is you do not plant your potatoes in the same location that they were last year. Rotate them. Put them in a different area. That way, in the spring, if potatoes develop and start to come out of the ground, you can dig them and dispose of them real, real quick. If you plant your potatoes in the same location and some of the tubers survive the winter, they'll be mixed with the healthy, and they'll spread to the healthy, and you'll have the same problem again. So do not plant in the same area. That way you can tell. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and normally it gets pretty cold here. But every year, I have potatoes that I don't dig that come up. They're like volunteers. So this year, my potatoes will be in a different part of the garden. That way, if I see any volunteers come up, I will know that they were infected. And if you have volunteer tomatoes, if you have tomatoes that sprout up all by themselves in your garden, you know, you had tomatoes that were almost mature, the seeds were mature, the tomato went bad, it fell to the ground when you were cleaning, and some of those seeds begin to sprout and germinate and begin to grow. If you see little seedlings of tomatoes, little volunteers come in your garden, pull them out, get rid of them. No fooling around, okay? So anything that comes back from last year into next year's garden, you want to get rid of it. Don't take any chances. Don't say, oh, this thing was really hardy. Well, this thing that was really hardy could contain a lot of fungus diseases. If it's cucumbers or pumpkins or squash, no problem. Potatoes and tomatoes. Those are the two volunteers that we do not want to keep. Better be safe than sorry. Okay? Now, I know a lot of us are inside the house. We're working on our house plants, and we may be having some problems because at this time of the year, the humidity in the house goes down. Whether you have baseboard heat, whether you have forced hot air, whether you have a pellet stove or a wood stove or a coal-burning stove, in the process of creating heat to stay warm, the humidity level in your home drops. And a good example of the changing of humidity, any of you that have a plant called a split-leaf philodendron. And a split-leaf philodendron is a plant that has a leaf that could be anywhere from 6 to 10 inches in diameter, and it's in the shape of a heart. During the summer, when that new leaf opens, it has little slits in it. It could be 3 or 4 slits. It could be just 1 or 2 slits. The more humidity, the more slits the leaf will have. At this time of the year, that same leaf comes out solid. No slits in it. And that's due to the humidity level in your home. The plant still grows the same, maybe not quite as fast, but the foliage is more rounded, less slitting due to the humidity. So you can tell if you've got that particular plant. It's a fairly common plant and very easy to grow, and it's a great plant if you don't have a lot of direct sun or you don't have a lot of light. called a split-leaf philodendron, and a lot of the nurseries and greenhouses that sell it will sell it in a pot, and in the pot is a slab of wood, the bark of a tree. The bark could be, maybe 6 to 10 inches in width, fairly flat, fairly thin, and the plant attaches itself to it. It has little air roots. The roots, because this is a plant that grows wild, and it will climb up the trunk of a tree. And these roots will look for a surface to attach itself into. Once it attaches itself, early on, like a suction cup, it will attach itself to the bark of the tree, and then it will penetrate it, and then Mother Nature really gets fancy. So when a storm comes, so that the plant doesn't move all over the place with the wind, as the root enters the bark of the tree so that it can climb and have some strength, the root will actually shrink, pulling the plant closer to the trunk of the tree so there's less movement. Kind of neat. Mother Nature has adapted her plants for all types of weather and all types of growth. So if you have a question on your houseplants, the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You survived the holidays so far.
So far, exactly. We've got one more Christmas today, and then we're going to have another one in a week or two. So it's almost there.
That's what's fun about the holidays. It's not just one celebrations, it's a whole bunch of different ones, which is great. You spend time with different families from both sides, mm-hmm. and friends and relatives. Oh, it's wonderful.
It is.
Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning we have David on the line, who's calling about bulbs.
David, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, morning, Paul. I hope you had a good solstice.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, the reason for the season, right? Hey, you know, I wanted to raise the issue of with global warming. You know, the idea that we're going to have many more flash floods, and then you may have long dry spells. I'm wondering how can we keep the water on the land? You know, both erosion control as well as rebuilding the land. So I'm wondering about things like rushes and cattails, things like that. Are there various types of bulbs that could be put in? Say, for example, if you knew that a section of land was going to get standing water on it for 2 weeks or something, and then it was going to dry up, are there various kinds of plants that you could put in that would hold the, rebuild the aquifer, so to speak, like suck up some bulbs that would just, like, suck up all the water pretty quickly before it dries up or rushes off?
Well, as far as flower bulbs, of all types will not tolerate standing water. They just don't have the ability. If it's for a week or two, it won't be a problem. But to try and put
flowering bulbs, like your spring blooming tulips, daffodils, those crocuses, summer blooming like begonias or glads, cannas, calla lilies, things like that. They won't tolerate wet feet at all. But there are plants that will thrive in areas like that. And with a little bit of research on your part, you can find plants that will do very well in areas that are going to be wet during, let's say, the fall, winter, and spring season. And then during the summer, when things dry out, will be able to survive that. Now, the main family that will tolerate that is the willow. Most of us, when we think of the willow family, we think of the big, beautiful, golden, weeping willow trees that grow very, very quickly, as much as 6 feet in one season. Beautiful branching with the golden yellow bark on it. The weeping structure of the plant. Beautiful plant. But there's a lot of other pussy willows. And when you think of the pussy willows, most of us think of, you know, the standard silvery buds. But there are probably a dozen different varieties of pussy willows that are really, really attractive. There are some that, instead of growing rounded branches, will actually grow flat, like the palm of your hand. It's a form of Japanese pussy willow that is really gorgeous when it's in leaf or no foliage or in bud. There are new varieties of willows right now with variegated foliage that grows like a shrub rather than a big tree like a weeping willow. The only thing that you have to say to yourself with the willow family, they're really pretty, but they love water. So a location like you're talking about would be great. And when it gets dry, they will still do well. You have to keep them away from septic systems. Any place where you're putting water. So if you have a pipe going from the house to the city for your septic, don't plant any willows near there because it will get into the pipe, crack it open, and you'll have major problems. In a septic system, it will fill all of the gravel, all of the drainage. But there are many plants, and with good research, you can do it. 800-259-9231. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, getting a little bit of rain where I live here in Kennebunk, and the temperature's 45 degrees. What a crazy, crazy winter so far. You get a spell where you're in the 40s, and then you're into the 30s and 20s and teens and single numbers. It's like a giant roller coaster. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not a plant this year. They just cannot acclimate themselves because of the weather changes, but that's okay. At least we don't have to shovel all of this rain, unlike what Jared got. Jared got 20 inches of snow this past week. We live in New England, and some of us got a foot or more. Some of us up in northern Maine, up in Presque Isle, they got about 24 inches of snow this week. So it's very, very changeable. Every part of the country is totally, totally different. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Al on the line, who's got a problem with some fungus on his strawberries.
Okay, Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. And I listen to your show just about every Sunday morning, and I really enjoy it. And I was just wondering if you could help me with a strawberry problem that I have with some sort of a fungus.
Yeah.
And I've had it for many years, and then what I do is I move it around from time to time, and I'm able to get some strawberries, but it hit me again this past year towards the fall. And I tried using Serenade on it and Safer, and it seemed to help, but it didn't solve the problem completely, and I lost a lot of plants.
Does the fruit get all moldy, or is it just the foliage that gets the disease?
Well, I got some beautiful fruit in the spring, and then after the fruit part of it passed, the plants themselves were just, the leaves would turn yellow, brown, and die. And then the whole plant just dies. So half the bed is gone.
Okay.
And I tried the Serenade on it and the Safer products, and it seemed to help it somewhat, but it's not really solving the problem.
Okay. Are you growing your strawberries flat on the ground or in like a little bit of a mound?
I have a raised bed. It comes up about maybe 8 inches. I have it all framed off, and I have it in that.
Okay. So they are in a raised bed.
And yes, definitely.
Okay. Now, are you putting down straw on top of the ground?
I put down pine needles here in the fall, but I kind of waited a while until the ground would freeze a little bit. But this all happened previous to that.
Okay. Part of the problem last year was the amount of rain we had. And a lot of crops were affected production-wise. And I'm sure you have friends that have a garden, and they've all told you the same thing, that they have problems with all kinds of things. Now, the one thing that I found that works really, really well on strawberries is the raised bed. The reason is when you plant your strawberries, you can look and see the root system, and then there's a very short stem, maybe 3/4 inch, and then the leaves come off of that. So there's not much room for the plant sitting in wet soil. We go to Florida to visit my son during the winter, and we usually try and go during February because there's a place in Florida called Plant City, and it's in central Florida towards the west coast, and they have what they call the Strawberry Festival. So we try and time it for that. And Plant City has strawberries that they're harvesting now. They start in December, and they will continue to harvest different varieties right up until June. And I went and took a tour of some of these fields, and they're all grown on raised beds. And they have a special machine that mounds the soil about a foot above the ground with a walkway between each mound. So it's a long, like a snake row, with there's probably 18 inches wide, and then there's a foot hole that dips about a foot, and then another mound and a drainage because of the amount of rain that they get in Florida. Now, they don't use straw. They use a plastic mulch, and they said that just it's more practical. In the Northeast, if you can grow them in straw or pine needles, it makes a big difference. Right down the street from me, there's a pick-your-own strawberries. And in the late fall, early winter, they have a machine that they can drop a whole bale of straw into it. It grinds it up, and it throws it over the beds. And they put it down a good inch deep. And that allows the leaves to be on a well-aerated part of the garden so that they're not touching the soil. Your strawberries stay clean. There's less insect diseases. There's a lot of benefits to it. So keeping them on there will help a great deal. The other thing that I want you to do when the spring comes is take a handful of the soil from the bed, put it in the palm of your hands, and make it into a meatball, about the size of a meatball. Put your hand out straight, horizontal, from your shoulder, and let it fall to the ground. And if that soil hits the ground and breaks in two or three pieces, but it doesn't shatter, your soil's got some clay in it, and that's holding the excess moisture. What you would do to help to break apart the soil, I mean, there's nothing better than adding organic matter like compost or peat moss or seaweed, but because the plants are already in there and you don't want to take everything out and start over, get yourself some liquid gypsum. The liquid gypsum will coat the clay particles, preventing them from sticking together so that it doesn't look like it's silly putty. And it will allow better drainage. The better the drainage, the less of a problem you'll have with diseases. So improve the drainage of the plant with raised beds like you have. Put down at least an inch of straw, and if you didn't do it now, don't worry about it. In March, early April, when the snow was totally gone, go to a feed and grain store and buy straw. It's coarse, it's golden in color, and there's no weeds in it. And you would just sprinkle it right on top of the whole garden, an inch thick, and that way the strawberries will come right up through it. The leaves will unravel, they'll lay on top of the straw, but there'll be circulation between the ground and the leaf because of that inch of straw. And that will help to fight off some of the fungus problems around the leaves of your strawberries and keep everything a lot cleaner. You give that a try, and you're going to see a tremendous difference, but it's all with drainage. And if you ever can go through a pick-your-own strawberry field, you're going to see they're not grown flat on the ground. They're always in a mound or a raised bed. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Roger on the line who's calling about mulberry trees.
Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning to you, sir. I was talking to this guy at the barber shop, and I told him that whenever our raspberries and blackberries get ready, we have to keep them covered over to protect them from the birds. And he said he had a bunch of mulberry trees growing wild around his garden, and he said the birds stayed up in the mulberry trees and ate the mulberries and never bothered his berries. And I guess the birds would be a little safer higher up in the tree than they would on the bushes, but I just can't imagine a bird preferring a mulberry to a blackberry. I was wondering, you reckon he was feeding me a line?
Well, if they both are ripe at the same time, yes. But if you have early varieties of raspberries or later varieties that come into the fall, the mulberry's all done, or the mulberry hasn't started if they're early ones, and the birds are going to come to it. The best thing to do is if you can put down some bird netting, and I just planted some raspberries. I planted a red variety and a golden variety in my garden, and what I'm going to do in the spring is I'm going to get some of those metal fence posts, hammer them into the ground. I'm going to get them so they're 6 feet tall, and I'm going to put them, creating a space, put one on each side of the row, giving me a 3 to a 4 foot bed, run some wire from post to post, and you buy black netting. It looks just like fishing netting, except it's black so that it really isn't visible. and you just lay it on top of this wire from the ground up across the top and then down on the other side. When you want to pick, you just roll it up from the bottom, set it right on top of the wire, and that will keep the birds out. And that's very, very effective. If you have a real big area, you know, then you can live it out. But if it's just a small area, like for the average garden like you and I have, and the birds find it, they're going to get in there. You can use things like, I think they probably are plastic, but they are molded owls. And they look just like a real owl. You know, they're all hand-painted. And you can put them on a post in your garden. And the owl is a predator. And that will help to keep the birds out. But you need to move it. So what I've done in the past with this molded owl is I'll take a regular tomato steak, like a six-foot-tall one, put the owl on top of it, and a couple times a week, I'll go in the garden and I'll move it from a different location so that the birds see that it's not sitting there and it's a garden ornament. It's being moved. And the more you move it, the more that any of the birds think that it's alive. Another thing that works really well to keep some of the birds out of the garden, if you run like a 6 or a 7 foot tall post from one end of the garden to the other, and run a wire from the post to the post. Take a piece of string about a foot long and just a little aluminum pie plate and punch a hole on the edge of the pie plate, tie a piece of string in it, and then a piece of string a foot or 18 inches, tie it to the wire that's above the ground. And when the wind blows, that aluminum pie plate will move with the wind, and on a day where it's sunny, the pie plate becomes a mirror, and it sends its reflection moving in the garden, and that will help to keep the birds out also. So there are things that you can do to keep the birds out. 800-259-9231. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that...
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call, and we'll help you to solve your problems. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Barry on the line, who's got an orchid question for you.
Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Sorry, Barry, are you there?
Good morning, Barry.
I am here. Yes, I am.
Good morning, Barry.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
I need to change the growing medium of my orchids, and I wanted to do it today, because when they were bought, they were in these tiny little, maybe 4-inch pots, and they're 3 or 4 years old, so it's time to give them a bigger house, and I wanted to know if you could tell me what to plant them in.
Okay. I repotted a bunch of orchids last winter during January, February. They had finished blooming. And my house has forced hot air heat, has forced hot water, so it's not as dry as forced hot air. But orchids like well-drained growing medium, and the orchids that I had came in just these little chunks of bark, and I could never really soak them the way I wanted to. So what I did, Barry, is I bought some orchid bark, and you live in Portland, you can go to like Skillin's Greenhouse, and they will sell bags of fir bark. And I want you to buy something called long fiber sphagnum moss. And they'll sell sphagnum moss in small bags also. And you, what I did is I did a 50-50 blend of these little chunks of bark. The chunks of bark were about the size of my thumb, the first knuckle on my thumb. And I took the long fiber sphagnum, and some of it was fairly long, 2 or 3 inches. So I took pruners or shears, and I chopped them up in little pieces about an inch long, and I mixed it 50-50, and I repotted my orchids that way. And I found that because I added the sphagnum moss with the bark, that they didn't dry out as quickly. The other thing that I did, once I got them all repotted, so I just took them out of the pot that they're in, and of course the bark all fell apart, so I had a bare root plant. I put some that mixture in the bottom of the pot. I held it, the plant, and then I slowly filled the rest of the container and firmed it, because you want to try and keep it at the same level with plenty of this growing medium around it. Once it was all repotted, then I put some Osmocote, the little BB-shaped pellets of fertilizer, and I do that twice a year. I do it in January and then again in June, so every 6 months. And then once you get them repotted, give them a good drink. And orchids for the Northeast will do terrific in full sun this time of the year. And I've talked with many people that raise orchids, and what I do with mine, Barry, and you should do the same thing, is when the kids go back to school in September, they go in a south-facing window, and they stay there until May. So September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, and May, they're in full sun. When it's safe to put your plants out in the garden, your tomatoes, your impatiens, then I take them out of that south-facing window, and in my case, I put it in my backyard. Backyard faces north. They get shade from the house, and they stay outdoors half of May, all of June, all of July, all of August, and then mid-September when the kids go back to school, temperatures start to cool off, I put it there. Now, they are on like a little plant stand. Plant stand is filled with marble chips. It holds water, and the orchids are sitting on top of the rocks that I add water to every single day. The water evaporates, and it gives it humidity, and my orchids bloom for about 6 to 7 months at a time. You give that a try, and you'll have great orchids. 800-259-9231.